Welcome into the Blackhawks post-game show. Charlie Romeliotis here at the United Center. Happy Oregon music going on in the background after a big 6-2 Blackhawks win over the Dallas Stars. You can call or text 312-981-7200 to chime in on this pre-Thanksgiving win for the Blackhawks. We're going up to 11 o'clock today, and look who is joining me, the TV star of the night, Troy Murray. We've missed you the last two games.
Did you really?
You called me earlier on the way into the rink, and I was like, just tell me that you don't want to work with me anymore. I can handle the truth.
You can't. That's what I said. You can't handle the truth. No.
Well, I thought we
what
were...
What a fun game.
It was a really fun game. Offensive explosion. It feels like this is exactly the kind of win the Blackhawks needed. Not a 2-1 grindy win, an offensive explosion where everyone can kind of start to feel good about themselves and the shoulders droop a little bit.
Yeah, you could see the relief in so many players in this game and the happiness of what was going on. You haven't had many games like this. I mean, it's been tough. You give up 9 goals this season, empty net goals. So it means that you're in the games, but you haven't been able to find a way to win these games. And to start it off with Taylor Hall, 17 seconds in, you could just feel the energy in the building, and that's important. Right off the bat, they got the crowd into it, and they were there all game, 4 goals in the second period. Man, I mean, just a solid effort, 60 minutes, a great start, great finish. I don't think Casey DeSmith had his best game, the Dallas Stars goaltender, but it really doesn't matter. That factors into everything. Mrazek, again, was fantastic. So, I mean, this is a real... A good feel game for the guys where they can move forward and have some real positive energy going into that game Friday afternoon against the Wild.
This was probably the best 60-minute effort of the season for the Blackhawks. The only other game I can think of was the home opener against San Jose, but given the Dallas Stars, the discrepancy between San Jose and Dallas, it feels like this one for sure trumps it as the best game of the season for the Blackhawks.
You look at some of the victories that the Blackhawks have had. I mean, who would have figured they were going to beat the Florida Panthers? I mean, you go into Colorado, and I mean, there's some big wins for the Blackhawks this year, and against teams that, you know, normally you kind of don't pencil those in as wins. And then some of the games that you looked at is, well, this is the Blackhawks have a good chance. They you know, faltered in those games. So it's within this group. What I really liked in this game was the competitiveness. They won, I would say, a majority of the 50-50 battles along the boards, and it really showed in the way it played. I thought that they defended the way that they needed to when they broke down. Mrazek was there. I think there was a real focus on getting bodies and pucks to the net in this game. Taylor Hall talked about it in his post-game interview, and his second goal, he was on the doorstep there, a bad play by the goaltender, missing the handoff to Matt Dumba, the defenseman, but at the same time, it was a good forecheck, put themselves in a good position. Taylor Hall goes to the front of the net, lots of traffic around there, and had good opportunities for the Blackhawks. And I know that this is one of these games where you can break it down in the film and say, this is how we score goals, this is what we need to do, and they're going to get results because of it.
How massive was the Blackhawks scoring 17 seconds into the game, where typically it takes a while for the Blackhawks to feel out the game? And in this one, first shift, you find the back of the net. It probably was the best crowd of the season because it's the holidays. And so it's like the crowd gets behind you, and then they can kind of just feed off that energy and propel them into the rest of the game.
Yeah, that was really important. I mean, the crowd was ready to have some fun here tonight, and they certainly did, and it started off. And if you look at the guys who were scoring goals in this game, Taylor Hall obviously gets his hat trick, but he hadn't scored in 13 games. Connor Bedard scores on a beautiful play. Great job by Bertuzzi to keep the puck alive in the zone, setting up Bedard. Bedard, what I liked in this game is when he got the puck, he attacked towards the net. He was always moving towards the net, and he has to do that. He can't be stationary and shoot from the outside. He attacked the net, and that shot that he got in there, he got to the point where he was just at the face-off dot down the right-hand side, and then his shot is lethal from there. What a perfect shot, right up over the shoulder, just underneath the crossbar. And then Crevier scoring his first goal, 7th-round draft pick, 188th overall. This is a guy that proves to everybody that if you want it and you stick with it, it can happen. And for Crevier, I think it was his 26th game in the NHL, or 26, 27, somewhere in that area, scoring his first goal. The look on his face of happiness, the relief on Connor Bedard's face, happiness. You look at Taylor Hall scoring, Everybody's excited. What a great game. What a great feel for the people here at the United Center.
It feels like a lot of the guys that scored tonight, Taylor Hall, Teuvo Teravainen, Connor Bedard.
Teravainen was another guy, yeah.
Yeah, three guys that need to start producing more if the Blackhawks want to snap out of this offensive struggle. So in some way, it was nice that it wasn't a depth scoring game. It was the big guns that need to produce.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I was just mentioning Taylor Hall, 13 games since his last goal. And you look at Connor Bedard, 12 games. I don't know if Connor Bedard's ever gone 12 games in his life without scoring a goal. So when he scored that goal, he just looked up to the heavens, and you know, he just you could just see the relief just release from his body. And Teravainen, another guy, you know, hasn't got a lot of even strength points this year. He's got most of them on the power play, but the Blackhawks did such a great job in keeping the pressure on Casey DeSmith, not making it easy for him. And like I said, he wasn't great, and everybody's going to, you know, admit that he didn't have a good performance. But the Blackhawks were relentless in how they were attacking the net, and Dallas Stars very sloppy in how they played in their own end of the ice. They gave up 5 goals the other night to Carolina in the third period and 4 to the Blackhawks in the second period. That's not the way that the Dallas Stars normally play. They're pretty good defensively. But also it was because of the pressure coming from the Blackhawks, forcing those turnovers and making sure that before Dallas could turn up ice and look at the plays, and they've got some good defensemen that can make a great exit pass, you put pressure on those guys and all of a sudden they're turning it over, they're fumbling it a little bit, and that caused a lot of opportunities for the Hawks.
First time in 6 games the Blackhawks had more than 1 power play in a game.
Yeah, they got 2.
They got 2, a whole 2. I thought there should have been a trip on Bertuzzi. It was should have been a 5-on-3, I think, but
100%. I was talking about that on TV. If they're not already in the box, that's 100% tripping call.
Right.
So I think they were a little hesitant in making that call, but you know, it didn't matter. And actually, the Blackhawks power play should have been 2-for-2. Brennan Smith, who took the second penalty, just stepped out of the penalty box, not being able to get back into the play to help out defensively. So the Hawks, you know, 1-for-1 on their power play, and that also kind of set the tone. Dallas ended up scoring late on the power play, but, you know, the game was over for all intents and purposes. The penalty kill was good when it needed to be, when kind of the game was still on the line. So nice job by everybody. I thought everybody played well. I thought everybody was inspired in this game.
By the way, Philip Kurashev is going to be our post-game guest. He should be joining us very shortly for the Blackhawks. He was back in the lineup after being a healthy scratch for the last couple games. Obviously, we talked about his line with Taylor Hall, Bedard. Kurashev picked up the primary assist on the first goal by Taylor Hall. What is it about the Blackhawks? You mentioned it towards the beginning. Beating the good teams, the Colorados, the Edmontons. They were 64 seconds away from shutting out Winnipeg, who got... Connor Murphy had a quote yesterday that we played in the pregame show, how sometimes your attention to detail is heightened against those teams because they could embarrass you. And it kind of confirmed my theory. I'm sure there's some opponent playing down to the Blackhawks, but I'm sure the Blackhawks know that if a team like Dallas comes in, or Florida the other night, if you're not on your A game, they have the potential to embarrass you, so you have to be on your A game. And it feels like that's probably the reason why the Hawks are so are decent against these good teams.
Yeah, and there's a lot of truth to that. You don't want to be embarrassed, and you know, teams like the Blackhawks, they use these top teams as a measuring stick. And you go back to the heyday with Kane and Taves and all the guys were winning 3 Stanley Cups. There was never an easy game because the opposition team was always ready to play the Blackhawks. Not so much anymore, and I don't think that, you know, the Dallas Stars, I don't know how they're going to, you know, talk about this game and what they needed to do better. But the Blackhawks have played better against some of the top opponents. And good for them to recognize that. But shame on them in the same situation to think that, you know, they're a team that can look down on anybody. You know, they're not in that position. So I don't know if they really do that. But like Connor Murphy was talking about, it just kind of heightens your attention when you have a good team coming in here. And a team like the Dallas Stars, a team like the Florida Panthers, who I think had lost 2 in a row coming into that one, lost another one. They spanked somebody tonight. But at the same time, you know, your awareness of your opponent is always in the back of your mind.
It's probably not a conscious thing. It's more subconscious. Like, you know, going into this game, a team like Dallas or when Florida was here, like, you know that the just subconsciously you're more aware of
you know
of the
opponent. Your opponent where your opponent is, and
right.
you know, for teams, I think that, you know, the teams on the cusp of, you know, making the playoff cut, when they're playing a team like the Blackhawks, they want to pencil it in and say, this is a game that we should win if we want to make the playoffs.
All right. Kind enough to join a headset downstairs is Philip Kurashev after a big Blackhawks win over the Dallas Stars. Philip, how needed was this win? Not just the victory itself, but the fashion in which you did it, scoring 6 goals as a team.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a great step for us, especially after the last, I don't know, a couple of weeks struggling to score, and it's great to get 6 tonight and get the win for us, yeah.
What did you think was the secret in scoring the 6 goals tonight? I thought you guys did a lot better job in attacking the net and having a lot of presence in that area.
Yeah, definitely. I think we were just overall skating really well and putting pressure on their D and then on their players and turning pucks over, and it was great that we got that goal to start, and I think that gave us a lot of energy with the building going loud, and then, we just kept rolling.
Philip, what is it about you guys and being able to beat some of these good teams like Edmonton and Colorado and Minnesota, Dallas, Florida? What is it about that it kind of brings out the best in your guys' game?
Yeah, we just know we I mean, obviously have to be ready for every game, but you know, those top teams, we just gotta you know, be ready from the start and play full 60 to even have a chance. So we gotta do more of that, and now not only against those guys, but we have to play that like that against every team, and then I think it will help us take that step.
One of the things, Philip, that I thought you guys did an excellent job in, it was winning 50-50 puck battles all over the ice against a team known to win those battles. How important was that in the win?
Yeah, huge. It was huge for us. We, like I said, we were really skating fast and kind of backtracking and putting pressure, so we got faster to those loose pucks, and that at the end of the day, that's a really big part of winning the game.
Philip, I know it was probably tough for you to sit and watch the last couple games, but how nice was it for you to pick up that primary assist just 17 seconds into the game?
Yeah, it was. It's not fun to not be on the ice and help your team, so it was good to be back in the lineup, and nice way to start and kind of you know, get our, you know, team going, and it was great play by Halsey, and I'm happy for that.
You know, one thing that I was talking about, Philip, during the game was your ability to break pucks out of your own end, tape to tape, and then that transition into speed through the neutral zone. Great example, as Charlie just said, your primary assist on the goal by Taylor Hall. The pass from Martinez, you're in good position, you're at the blue line there, it's an exit pass, clean, a little chip into Taylor Hall, good support there. You know, those are some of the things that I think that the team really needs to capitalize on and focus on moving forward, how they play defensively into the transition that helps you guys to score some goals and create offense.
Yeah, definitely. I think we have a lot of really fast players, and now we just got to, you know, get better at those little plays, you know, having that support with speed and kind of blowing the zone, kind of having their Ds back up and then create that space for the next player. So we got to look at that and do more of that, so then we can expose that, because I think it works.
Awesome. Thanks for doing this, Philip. Congrats on the win, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much. You too.
All right, that was Blackhawks forward Philip Kurashev, had an assist in this big 6-2 win for the Chicago Blackhawks. I thought his line obviously played well. Taylor Hall gets 3 goals, Bedard on the power play, but it's, again, nice to see a lot of the guys on the score sheet that should be on the score sheet and haven't been lately. It was nice to see them all on the score sheet.
Yeah, I think it really is going to go a long way for the psyche inside the room when all those guys who are supposed to be the guys who are supplying the offense getting the job done. But I also thought Lucas Reichel along with Smith and Maroon were excellent in this game, and there was a real good board battle going on there, and I think it was Taylor Hall's 3rd goal where Smith finally got the puck and got it to Taylor Hall in the slot, and 3 Dallas Stars overplayed it on the penalty kill, and they were putting pressure on there. And Big Maroon and Smith were battling in the corner and finally got the puck loose, and Reichel was in there as well. I didn't know if there was going to be a third assist or not because everything was just mucked up there. Maroon gets it, and he's got points in three straight games. But Taylor Hall just kind of waded into the high slot area, and the only guy that was out there, I think, was Jamie Benn, and he's a forward, and he was standing in front of the net. So, you know, taking advantage of the three Dallas Stars getting caught in the corner, but winning that board battle, finally finding a way to dig that puck out without Dallas sending it down the ice on the penalty kill. So a nice job by the Hawks in those areas. I really liked everybody's game tonight. Mikheyev, I thought, was excellent in this game as well.
Yeah, for sure. In the second period, I kind of highlighted him. I thought drawing that penalty on the Crevier goal, he was excellent. So this was a much-needed win for the Blackhawks in the way they did it. So it was nice. Oh, by the way, penalty kill was excellent. The first three, you know, the last one, the fourth opportunity was kind of a throwaway, but I thought the first three kills were terrific by Chicago.
Yeah, and the, you know, the first one especially, it was really important because you're in a position where the game is still on the line, and if your special teams don't hold on, and I have how many times do you and I talk about it when you're on the road especially, that if you can win the special teams battle, gives you an opportunity to get points out of a game. And the Blackhawks scored one, they gave up one, but at the same time, when they needed to have those good penalty kills early on in the game when it was still on the line, they did an excellent job. And your best penalty killer has to be your goaltender, and again, Peter Mrazek was spectacular in this game.
How did TV go for you today?
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Other than I had to be on TV.
Yeah.
This is all about radio.
You had to dust out the makeup.
I got to borrow your wig there and glue it on.
We missed you on Saturday, too.
No, you didn't. You're lying.
How was your son's wedding? I know you listened to us while you were there, right?
Yeah, I had an earpiece for in. Sure. It was a fantastic weekend. Really excited for my son and his new bride, Christina. Just a wonderful weekend in so many different ways. So, you know, family and friends in town and very enjoyable.
Got some Greek blood in you now.
I know.
Family.
Big Greek wedding.
That's right. I had a fun time in Philly covering for you, and I thought they were leading 2-0 going into that third period, and I thought, all right, this is good. I'm going to call a win. Unfortunately, they blew it, and I thought they might not let me do a game again. And then I get a text, whatever it was, a few hours before the game saying, we need you to step in. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't know if Blackhawks fans will let me.
I was just about to take my afternoon nap. I had some, you know, treatments earlier in the week, and so it kind of wears me out a little bit. And I was just going to lie down for a little bit, and I got a text, and it said, we need you to do the TV. And so I was like, okay. I guess I'm moving on over.
That's funny. You were going down for your nap. I was just waking up from my nap when I saw that. So that's where we were at in the timelines.
Well, it all worked in. I mean, I've listened to your color and you're not good, but no, I haven't heard anything yet. But
I made a comment in the Philly game. John was saying, I think I noticed something. You're like, oh, John was like, you're very astute, very observant. Troy would be proud. And I was like, oh, whoa, I'm no Troy. I'm no Troy.
You'll get there.
Yeah. There was one of the Phillies, I think there was at the end of the first period, Pat Maroon made a play. It was like turned the puck over at the blue line, and John knew. He's like, if Troy was here, he would be disappointed with that play. So, but I don't have that cachet. I can't say that. So we did miss you. You're going to be doing the game for us on Friday or what?
I have no idea.
Oh, I'll be ready either way.
Yeah, whatever they
well,
ask.
We'll be in Minnesota.
We'll be there, right?
Yes. Have a happy Thanksgiving to you.
What do you
got family.
Planned? What's going on?
Going to my aunt and uncle's house tomorrow. Got some fun. But our family is growing now. We got my brother's engaged. My sister's got family too, so they kind of just they leave the second half. So I got to but it's good because I see the get to see my nieces, get to see what happened. The score sheet? Is that the second period one?
No, I got the first period.
Oh, yeah.
You just brought me the first period.
Yeah, look, it says 2-0. Oh, Chris. Here, you want the second period one? We got the second period. I got the six. Yeah, and the second period. That's okay. Well, what do you got planned for Thanksgiving?
I'm traveling.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot. I think it's a late. It's a later day travel, right? Is it early?
Yes, not leaving until later in the afternoon. So if somebody wants to have an early Thanksgiving with their family, whatever they need to do. But other than that, there's going to be a meal at the hotel for everybody on the traveling party, which is very nice of the Blackhawks to do that. And then, you know, an early game, 1 o'clock game, I think on Friday against the Wild, and we hope that the Blackhawks bring the energy from this game into that game, because tonight was great. I mean, you know, the people here at the United Center for the fans who were, you know, on their way home, thank you. I mean, what a great atmosphere. But the Blackhawks gave them that energy.
Yes.
And then they built off one another. I mean, the players fed off the energy in the crowd. I think the crowd enjoyed what was going on the ice. So, I mean, 6-2 here the night before Thanksgiving. What a great way to go into the holiday.
This place was filled up for a pregame warm-up, too. And so when I saw that, I'm like, okay, this is going to be a good energetic crowd today, because, you know, we haven't seen warm-up like that probably since the home opener. But even before that, you typically see it around the holiday games.
You did to hear Taylor Hall? Yeah, the fans were lubed up. I think they started drinking a little bit this afternoon.
John and I looked at each other like, did he just say what I thought he just said?
I love it. He's right, probably not too far off.
Have a happy Thanksgiving. Good to see you.
Thanks, bud.
And we're waiting for some Blackhawks sound to roll in from the Blackhawks locker room. I think I see Colin Blackwell right now for the Dallas Stars back here in Chicago. Probably still got some family or friends or that maybe followed him here. I'm not sure. But we got more to get to on the Blackhawks post-game show after this. You're listening to 720 WGN. That was tonight's Save of the Game, which is sponsored by the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Learn more at comed.com/poweringbiz. Peter Mrazek most definitely won the goaltending battle in this game. Stopped 25 of 27 shots for a save percentage of .926. Also made 1.64 goals above, saved above average. Casey DeSmith had a real tough night for the Dallas Stars. First goal went right under his glove. Probably easily should have had that. On the second goal, he gave the puck away, went to Ryan Donato, and Taylor Hall ended up scoring his second goal of the game. I was a little surprised that Pete DeBoer, at no point did he call a timeout or potentially yank the goaltender for just to kind of get his team going. But he kind of let Casey DeSmith wear this. And not surprised, I guess, from the standpoint of you don't want to overplay Jake Oettinger and you want to make sure that it's kind of a marathon of a game or a marathon of a season. So, yeah, tough night for Casey DeSmith. He gave up 6 goals on 26 shots. It was a good night for Connor Bedard, who snapped a 12-game goal drought. He spoke to the media after this win. Let's hear what he had to say.
Can you put into words how good you felt? I'm sure it looked like you felt.
Yeah, I think you mean on the goal. Like, yeah, just kind of relief. I mean, it's been like a month, so I don't know if I've had a stretch like that in my life. So it felt good to just you know, see one go in.
It's happy for you. Your goal as you were, just to see Taylor Hall get a hat trick for the first time in over a decade.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, you know, we were all pumped, and, you know, he's some obviously with last year, how hard he worked to come back. And, I mean, he's looked really good this year. I think, you know, pucks haven't been going in for him. Obviously, you know, I can say the same for myself, but, you know, we've seen him making a lot of plays and, you know, looking, you know, like he is. He's a great player, so it's awesome to see that. It's fun to watch him play, and he's a great guy, so I'm really happy for him.
How much collectively did you guys just need a game like this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know when we had over 3 goals really last, so it's good to just, you know, see a bunch go in. And yeah, I thought best part of the game probably was the third. We didn't really you know, sit back. You know, we kept going at him and you know, just tried to keep the same game.
Was there anything especially clicking with your new line with Taylor?
I don't know. I mean, I think we all want to make plays. We all want to possess the puck, and you know, that's the thing that, you know, gets all of us going. I think is having the puck on our stick, and you know, I feel like we did a pretty good job of that early. And you know, obviously there's areas we can get better, and you know, we'll try to do that.
Did scoring that type of goal, did that make it sweeter? Just, I mean, I'm sure there's been a few of those where you just, you know, you've hit a post or you're made close, but the beat on, you know, like that way.
I didn't care how one went in, to be completely honest. I would have taken it off the face, but yeah, like I said, they're kind of, however it was going in, it's nice, so it feels good. Yeah.
Did see Lone score his first? What was that like?
Yeah, that was sweet. I think that's the thing today, you know, talking about getting a lot of goals and everyone getting on the sheet. Like, you know, everyone's having fun. Everyone's, you know, loud on the bench, energy. And obviously, see Louis get his first. It was awesome. That just kind of, you know, reps everyone. So, you know, it was great.
Is Thanksgiving dinner going to taste a little better after a night like this?
Yeah, we'll see. I think we got a team dinner tomorrow for it. And, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty shocked coming to the States, like, how big Thanksgiving is. I feel like in Canada, we're just so much more chill about it. And here it's, you know, everyone's kids got a week off school and stuff. So, excited to kind of, you know, celebrate it, I guess.
Two wins and three and a point in the game in between. Is there a sign of a turnaround here or some kind of commonality?
I mean, we hope so. I think, you know, there's so many games and you can't look at a three game stretch too much. I mean, you know, for us, we gotta keep building on what we're doing well and try to improve what we're not. So, you know, obviously it's good to, you know, have a little stretch like that, but, you know, doesn't mean much if we go out and lose a couple, you know, here. So we gotta just keep it going.
That was Blackhawks forward Connor Bedard, probably with one of the quotes of the year for the Blackhawks after he snapped a 12-game goal drought, saying, "I would have taken it off the face if it meant ending the goal drought." That was probably the longest time he's ever gone without a goal in his hockey career. So used to finding the back of the net. Let's go to Taylor Hall, who had a hat trick. Let's hear what he had to say after this win.
Just getting on the score sheet, I mean, even after your first one, you looked pretty happy, but how ecstatic were you for the hat trick, first time in 11 years?
Yeah, 11 years, yeah. It's been a long time, and, you know, you don't come into games expecting to score hat tricks, but it's, I've been working pretty hard. I've been, you know, pretty happy with how I've been playing and my effort, and, you know, being put on that line, I wanted to play well and show well, obviously. And we needed a win. We needed a win on home ice. Just as a group, I think a lot of guys, you know, got on the board, Connor, myself, and you need that. You know, as a hockey player, as an offensive guy, sometimes it's not enough to just play well. You know, you need to see some results from it. And hopefully this can kind of springboard our whole offensive game as a team.
Did it look like Bedard especially? It looked like somebody dropped a 1,000-pound weight off his shoulders when he scored that one.
I know the feeling. I mean, I felt the same, honestly. I didn't maybe show it as much as he did, but, you know, you want to score. And at the end of the day, like, you go home after games and you're like, I'm right there, but, you know, you haven't scored in a while. It's tough to keep telling yourself that. So for him, I was really happy to see him score and on a shot that, you know, he beat the goalie, and it was a goal that's going to go in on a lot of goaltenders around the league. So hopefully he can start feeling, you know, a bit less pressure to produce, and he can just kind of keep rounding out his whole game.
During that scene, after your hat trick with the hats coming down and everything, what was going through your mind? What were you feeling?
It had been a long time, and, you know, I was at two goals, and I'm like, man, this would be awesome to score on home ice. You know, I wish I had my family here. I had no one here tonight, but... yeah, it was cool. I mean, I've scored a hat trick against the Hawks, and now I've scored one for them. So not a lot of guys in the league can say that. So I'm pretty happy about it. And, you know, obviously more than anything, a big win for our team, and a lot of guys, you know, seeing their name on the score sheet. Peter getting a win, he deserves that. And hopefully we can keep rolling.
That was Blackhawks forward Taylor Hall. Man, you can sense the relief in the tone of his voice and Connor Bedard's voice. I mean, just... the Blackhawks desperately needed an offensive explosion like they got tonight. We got one more break to get to, and then we're going to wrap up the Blackhawks postgame show after this on 720 WGN.
Now, Lindgren. Oh, he put it in his own net! Charlie Lindgren has just gifted Tampa the lead.
That was the low light of the night in the NHL today. Washington Capitals goaltender Charlie Lindgren shot the puck into his own net after trying to send it around the net to, you know, send it around the boards. And it went into that happened in the third period, too, of a 3-3 game against Tampa Bay. Fortunately for Washington and for Charlie Lindgren, Washington ended up winning that game 5-4. But, oof, That's that one hurts. If you're Charlie Lindgren, who, by the way, he was a huge reason why Washington got really hot down the stretch last season. So, but yeah, that's got to be a tough one for him. But fortunately for his team, they end up winning. By the way, the Blackhawks made a trade earlier today. Ryder Rolston was moved to the Nashville Predators for future considerations. Think it was weird how it was like a lot of people were asking like what this is a precursor of, and I just think this is the Blackhawks trying to give a player a new opportunity and to open up a roster space down in Rockford for some of the younger guys to take on a bigger role. And Rolston's role had kind of started to diminish this season, and he hasn't been playing as much as he was last season. So I think it's just Nashville taking a flyer on Ryder Rolston, and so wish Ryder the best of luck in his new endeavor. All right, tonight's next game preview is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Hawks are in Minnesota on Black Friday, 1 p.m. start at XL Energy Center. While they're a little bit banged up right now, Kirill Kaprizov, who is in a Hart Trophy candidate, is out with a lower body injury. He missed Saturday's game. He took a knee-on-knee collision with Drake Kajula of Edmonton Oilers, former Blackhawk Drake Kajula, on Thursday of last week. The good news is, for Minnesota, he avoided a major injury, it sounds like, which is, you never want to see anyone get hurt, but especially a star NHL talent, that really hurts because it, you know, helps grow the game. So I don't think he's going to be playing on Friday. Kaprizov was among the NHL leaders in points when he went down with the injury. And then Matt Zuccarello is also out. He suffered an injury on November 14th, so 2 weeks ago, after blocking a shot from his own teammate, Brock Faber. I don't want to say where. It was in the midsection, and you can go Google what exactly the injury was, but he's out 3 to 4 weeks. And so that was that's a tough situation for him. So Minnesota, when they came here to town a few weeks ago at the United Center, Hawks beat them 2-1 in overtime. Filip Kurashev scored the overtime winner. And so let's see if they can kind of carry that momentum from tonight's win, but also kind of feed off of the win that they had the last time they played Minnesota here at the United Center, with Minnesota with two of their top players out. And Minnesota, by the way, is a very good defensive team. They are top three in expected goals against at 5-on-5. And so expect more of a tight checking game in that one if you're the Blackhawks. Blackhawks hockey is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Your Chicago Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, Circa Sports Illinois, United Airlines, and Citgo. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Big thanks to all the help we had on the broadcast tonight, our on-site reporter and our pregame and intermission host for today, Jack Heinrich, our production crew of Tony DeNardis and Colin McCarthy. They were led by our engineers, the captains, Ricardo Betancourt here at the UC, and our colonel back at the station, Brett Jackson. For John Weideman and Troy Murray, who had the call on TV and then joined us for the postgame show here on WGN Radio, I'm Charlie Romeliotis, signing off after a 6-2 Blackhawks win over Dallas. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you on Black Friday.